1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad.
With Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
not plugged into my own microphone. There we go. I fixed it. I'm good.
Always ready for action.
I'm tired, so tired. I plugged my fucking headphone cable into my computer like a dingus.
And oh, what a dingus.
And I was just like talking into the microphone like, why can't I hear anything?
Well, it's still recording you, yeah. Whether you can hear yourself or not.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah. It's like the NSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Together, we're being surveilled.
Mm. Hi, FBI man who's listening to us.
Do you think anyone from the government listens to our podcast?
A, no. B, if you do, tweet at us.
Wait, we have one postal worker.
We do. That's true.
Who is a listener. So technically, government employee.
V underscore C or Vunderscore.
Vunderscore.
Our listener, Vince, is a postal worker, which he told us about after Let's Play Post
Let's
Office.
Let's Play Post Office.
Obviously, which is so cool. So that's like, honestly, my favorite thing is making a song about a random ass thing and then having a listener be like, I do that random thing.
Right.
Like Autumn Clark, who actually hunts foxes.
Yep. Or like Dom Frigo, who listens to stoner metal.
Yes, we heard from Dom Frigo that he listens to stoner metal and doesn't surprise me. What's up, Dom?
What's up, Dom? Using your first and last name.
Oops.
But also just like thinking about the NSA or the FBI monitoring Song Salad content makes me really happy and also a little bit sad about the waste of our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, if you're listening out there, FBI, go do something better with your time. Go catch a money launderer or something.
Yeah,
you know?
There's plenty.
Yeah.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Well, we here at Song Salad don't launder money, but
no.
We do take a random genre of music and a random article from Wikipedia and combine the two into a short song.
And we do that with the help of you, our loyal vegetarians, with your suggestions of salad spinner sound effects. We spin the salad spinner to get our genre and topic. And this week, the salad spinner sound effect comes from...
Speak of the devil, Autumn Clark.
Autumn Clark. Thank you, Autumn.
She says, a cat making dubstep noises.
And while this is an admirable suggestion, I'm not going to say that's very good because I say that after every salad spinner.
That's very good.
I say it after every week's salad spinner, and I need to train myself not to just have the same response every time.
It's on the do not say list along with interesting and weird,
which we don't listen to at all.
Yeah, we went back on our word with that one.
Anyway, it's very good.
So would you like to be a cat making dubstep noises, Shannon?
Sure, I will be a cat making dubstep noises. All
thank
right.
you, Autumn.
Here we go. Wow!
My cat Hudson is very interested, and I think you succeeded.
Yes.
Dubstep kitty.
Ben. A jingles?
Bajangles.
I'm bejingled over here, Scott.
Bejingle all the way.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the produce section, which is what we call both our Facebook group and also our giant spreadsheet of genres, sometimes it serves up a surprise.
I got a binder full of genres.
A binder full of genres.
And a binder full of women.
And it's the produce section.
Topical reference.
Wow, boy.
A jingle is a short song or tune used in advertising and for other commercial uses. The jingle contains one or more hooks and meaning that explicitly promote the product or service being advertised, usually through the use of one or more advertising slogans. Ad buyers use jingles in radio and television commercials. They can also be used in non-advertising contexts to establish or maintain a brand image. Jingles are a form of sound branding. Many jingles are also created using snippets of popular songs in which lyrics are modified to appropriately advertise the product or service.
So I feel like we should come up with examples of a couple different kinds of jingles.
Sure, let's do it.
So what's the first jingle that pops into your head when someone says, like, sing a commercial jingle?
First one that just popped in my head is an old McDonald's jingle.
Oh, an old one?
Yeah.
So not... Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
The first one that came to my head was, have you had your break today?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I also think of, like right away when I think of jingles, is give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Also a good one.
So yeah. Those are examples of original tunes.
Yes.
Not reassigning lyrics or anything like that. And as far as like the hook goes, you know, have you had your break today? That in itself is the hook.
Yeah.
And there's probably like an expanded like musical language around that that's not meant to really be paid attention to until that hook comes about in the song or in the commercial.
The way sound branding works is that parts of the... So eventually, if a jingle is pervasive enough... just the like musical sting can be used in place of, you know, the like ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it.
Right.
But now if anybody goes ba da ba ba ba, everyone knows what that is.
Very effective sound branding.
And I do remember at the end of some McDonald's commercials, rather than actually saying like, have you had your break today? It would just go ba da do 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 do.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody knows what it is.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of an example of a hook in a jingle that's surrounded by like a longer song, like a longer setup.
The Klondike Bar one.
Sing it.
I don't know the beginning, but it's like the chocolate coated ice cream, but it's no room for a stick. What would you do for a Klondike Bar?
Yeah, there you go. That was basically it.
So it was just like, it's like a much longer lead up
to the hook.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about an example of a jingle that is created using snippets of a popular song.
And I promise we'll also play some. We're just singing them now because
it's fun.
Because it's fun and because capitalism is inside us all.
Yeah.
And we can't escape it.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So lyrics to an already existing song. I know one.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I think it's Chevy or Ford. Mm-hmm. The Like a Rock.
Oh yeah, that's Ford.
Is it Ford?
Oh, like a rock.
But that's a real song, isn't
it? Is it? I don't know.
Look up Ford Like Hold a on. Rock song.
Oh, it's Chevy.
Ah, I knew it.
It's Chevy. It's a song written by Bob Seger.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes. So Chevy stole it from Bob Seger.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Roy. You know that one?
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, but it's Glenn. It's Glenn and then it's Roy. It's Glenn. Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn. Glenn's a man going to work.
Right.
Got his tie, got ambition.
There you go.
Someday he might just become supervisor.
Yup. Wow. That's all in your head. That's all in your head.
Guys, my head is full
of that.
Of jingles.
Amazing.
It's like sleigh bells in my head all day.
I just thought of another category of jingle.
Ooh, tell me.
Using a song that already references the name of your product.
Mm.
Like the stain remover Shout used the song.
Yeah.
Shout.
They did.
Which was not written for the stain remover.
And
far as I know.
How did that go, Scott?
Now wait a minute. You know it makes me wanna shout.
Oh, I was gonna go with you. I was gonna hoot with
you. Put your hands up and hoot. So those are all the types of jingles in the world.
Can we play some?
Yeah, what do you want to play?
Let's do a McDonald's one.
Okay.
Let's do Like a Rock.
And another really good one that's back like in the cultural zeitgeist right now is the Nationwide theme song. Because now they're having like guest artists come and like write their own versions of the Nationwide theme song.
So smart.
But it always ends with the hook written by, do you know who wrote the Nationwide theme song?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Barry Manilow.
Really?
Barry Manilow wrote Nationwide is on your side. Barry Manilow's written a lot of jingles, actually.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. He also wrote, oh shit, what was the other one?
Wait, what was Glenn from? What product was that?
Oh. So Barry Manilow wrote the State Farm one, too.
He also wrote You Deserve a Break Today.
You Deserve a Break Today, I guess.
Band-Aid.
Stuck on Band-Aid. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me. KFC, grab a bucket of chicken? I don't know that one.
Grab a bucket of chicken.
I don't know what it is.
State Farm, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And not the Nationwide one.
God damn it.
You were wrong.
I was thinking of the wrong insurance company.
Wrong insurance company. So he did State Farm.
And Steve Carman, the poor man's Barry Manilow.
Steve Carman.
Wrote the Nationwide theme song. Wow, he did a ton though, Steve Carman.
Ooh. Yeah, he did.
Whoa. Apparently he wrote a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer jingle called Give That Man a Blue Ribbon in 1980.
Wait, what's the Glenn one from? Please tell me.
Starbucks.
Oh, was it?
So it's the band Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. Damn, I was word perfect on this shit.
Yes, you were. So that commercial actually features the band Survivor
in
the commercial.
It's pretty funny.
So.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, so what jingles did we say?
We'll do a McDonald's one.
Yep.
Let's do either Like a Rock or... Yep.
Like a Good Neighbor or
Shout.
Shout. Okay, we'll play a
little
medley.
Yeah, we'll play a couple. Yeah. Fun little jingle medley to get things stuck in your head for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yep. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba,
I'm loving it. America is still the land of rugged individualists. Like a rock,
I was strong as I could be. Like a rock, nothing ever got to me.
And every one of them demands something different from their Chevy truck. But they all want the same thing. The most dependable, longest lasting trucks on the road.
Like a rock.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nationwide is on your side.
Starbucks double shot espresso drink. Bring on the day.
Roy! Roy, Roy, Roy!
All right.
Oh, also, apologies to listeners outside the U.S. because I don't know if these are international.
Hmm.
I mean, things like McDonald's, probably, true. But Nationwide Insurance, I would not imagine that they have.
I don't know.
Overseas.
Well, it's only Nationwide.
It's very true. It's not internationwide.
Internationwide
is on your side.
On your side of the pond. Let's talk about the history of jingles a little bit.
Ooh, okay.
It looks like one of the first successful jingles was for Wheaties.
Ooh, I believe that.
There's a song written called Have You Tried Wheaties when the planned... end of the production of Wheaties was going to happen in 1929. Mm. So General Mills released the song and sales spiked after that. So then jingles started becoming more and more popular after the late 1920s and obviously are still around today.
Yeah. The art of the jingle reached its peak around the economic boom of the 1950s. So post-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
The jingle was used in advertising of branded products such as breakfast cereals, candy, snacks, soda pop, tobacco, and beer. Various franchises and products aimed at consumer self-image, such as automobiles, personal hygiene products, including deodorants, mouthwash, shampoo, and toothpaste, and household cleaning products, especially detergent, also use jingles. It makes me think of I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke.
Yep. That's
which
good.
Actually became like a popular song.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just the jingle. It like transcended the commercial
right
into mainstream like pop
which
music.
Is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
There
is a like snippet of a Listerine jingle in the musical Damn Yankees.
Ooh.
Which is set in the 50s.
There are a lot of musicals that feature jingles.
Can you name them all?
My Favorite Year has a couple jingles because
well, that makes sense.
There's like the musical is about like a variety show basically. Yeah. And then there are little like interstitial moments where like a jingle is happening and that like they used to be like for coffee
right, and stuff.
And we've talked about jingles, I think like a tiny bit, on our Martha White flower episode,
yes.
Mom's Best Lard, because, they actually used to be like popular little songs and like bands would play on radio shows promoting the product and it would be like an actual song.
We forgot to mention like the best jingle from our childhood.
What is it?
Rockapella singing the Folgers theme song. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. With the rockapella version.
I don't know if I like strong memory of this.
I'm playing it now.
There's
new example.
There's a really great, I'm just going to, while Scott looks that up, I'm just going to plug a really incredible 99% Invisible episode of another podcast. 99% Invisible is a wonderful podcast about design thinking in just like every aspect of our lives. And their episode on sonic branding is wonderful.
Cool.
So please go check that out. I'm sure if you Google 99% Invisible Sonic Branding, it will come up. They also, I believe that's the episode where they talk about the Dr. Pepper commercial, the I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, you're a pepper, doo-da-boo-da, whatever.
Right.
Radio DJs apparently would get calls requesting that they play the commercial because the jingle was so popular.
True earworms.
Yes.
All right, here's Rockapella.
Okay.
Every day I wake up. Pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through.
Always coming through.
Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop ditty. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me. Folgers.
Drink it.
But remember there was another jingle, which was, oh no, never mind. That's a different product.
What are you thinking of now?
Stouffer's, not Folgers.
The best part of dinner time is Stouffer's in your stove.
Well, I was going to say Folgers, nothing comes closer to home. That's Stouffer's.
All right. Before we go down too many overlapping
memories. My brain is a morass of these things.
Of jingles. Why don't we get our topic to see what we're going to be writing a jingle about?
Yeah, let's do it. Because
they can be any style of music.
Any style of music. And we could even, like, we could get one of our own songs and change the lyrics to it to make it a jingle.
We could
go
so many. If it's appropriate enough.
So many different ways. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. So I will now be a cat.
Oh, right. You're a cat making dubstep noises.
Making dubstep noises.
Thank you, Autumn Clark.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
We gotta be careful because people are gonna ask us to write a cat dubstep song.
We already did.
Spin.
We got a tree.
We got a tree. We bought a zoo.
We bought a zoo.
We got a tree. Cohoba arborea.
That's the scientific classification, I guess.
Or yes.
The Latin name.
Please, my dear Scott.
Oh, boy.
Read all the common names.
Common names include algarrobo, ardillo, lorito, barba de jolote, iguano, quebracho, sang sang, tamarindo, tambran, tuberus, and Bahama sibiku.
Is barba de jolote, is that beard of something?
I don't know.
Let me look it up in Spanish.
Also, tamarindo, isn't that like tamarind?
I guess.
Like, does this tree grow tamarind?
I don't know.
Doesn't say much about that on the Wikipedia page, if it's true.
It just says it's a leguminous tree, which I did not know leguminous was a word.
It's now my favorite word.
Yes, and now I do, and my life is better.
Every time I eat
like, some beans,
I'm going to be like, I'm feeling leguminous.
Every time you have gas from beans, you can just be like, I'm pretty leguminous tonight. Which obviously means producing legumes.
It's from the family Fabaceae.
Sure. I guess. Sure.
Found in the Caribbean, Mexico, and Central America, southward to Ecuador in South America at elevations of 0 to 4,265 feet. The tree is not common in naturalized forests, but it can be found in open sites and transition zones.
So I put barba de jolote into Google Translate, mm-hmm. and what I got is jolote beard.
Beard of jolote. There
so I don't know what a jolote is, but it's interesting. So let's talk about what these trees look like and what you get from them.
Yeah. They can grow pretty tall, 49 to 59 feet.
Yeah, it's kind of tall.
With a 20-inch trunk diameter.
Oh, it's a turkey.
What?
It's a turkey.
Jolote?
Yes.
Oh.
Turkey beard.
So that's what the legumes look like.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes...
Because
okay,
I was just going to say, the curved pod of the mature fruit.
Yeah.
Which is a very sexy way of saying the bean.
The big bean. It's a big curly bean.
It's reddish purple and 5 to 6.5 inches long-ish, carrying 4 to 6 black and or white ellipsoidal seeds per pod.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the legume.
So if you look up pictures of these dudes, it kind of looks like a giant pea pod, like giant edamame, but it's bright red. And the seeds inside of it are black or white.
And the seeds like can come out and like hang from it so it can look polka dotted almost.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like how it drops its seeds.
Probably.
Or if it, yeah, so like they hang in these like big clusters on the trees, so like it's clusters of these pods. And the leaves are kind of like, they look like a little fern leaves, like they're really and if I remembered anything from 10th grade biology, I would be able to describe them to you, but I don't.
Well, to me they look like they are alternate bipinnate with 8 to 16 pairs of leaflets, non-serrated elliptical, and about 11 to 17 inches long, if you were to ask me.
Well, I wasn't. Scott's reading Wikipedia.
What? No.
Yes.
That was off the dome.
Yes. Okay, so basically...
They look ferny.
They look like ferns. Yeah, so they're little tiny leaves on lots of stems that lead back to a bigger stem, which leads back to a bigger stem. So it's the kind of like... fractal sort of fern thing going on.
The circle of leaves.
Yes, yeah, so
there's flowers.
Like bushy and sweet.
There's white flowers too.
Mm-hmm.
And the flowering period is from April to June. Pretty short.
So we're in the flowering period.
Congrats.
Of the Cohoba arborea.
We did it.
We did do it. We hit it.
We got it at the right time.
Yes, right in the stride.
The wood from this tree is used.
Let's talk about it.
It is exported to the United States under the name Bahama Sibuku. It is heavy but easy to work. The grains are regular but tend to crack when the wood is dry. Mm-hmm. The lumber is dimensionally stable when dry, resistant to attack by insects, and very durable. And the lumber is used for heavy construction, stakes and posts, fine carpentry, flooring, stairways, plywood sheets, paper manufacture, cabinetry, and other applications.
You know what's boring?
Talking about wood.
Yep. Let's talk about the silviculture, which I also didn't know was a word. And
is that just like the seed information?
Well, silv is like sylvan, I'm guessing. So like woods. Okay. So I'm guessing it's like growing things on trees.
I guess.
But that makes me so happy that silviculture is a thing. The growing and cultivation of trees is silviculture.
Hmm. So what's horticulture?
I think that's just plants.
So the difference there is trees versus plants.
Trees versus plants.
The battle is on.
Brr, brr, brr. Sunday.
We're going to put out a new Facebook and Twitter poll. Trees or plants? Who do you think should win?
Yeah, the art or practice of garden cultivation and management. So it's gardening.
Right, but you can't garden trees.
I wonder. Because
then you got a dang forest on your hands.
I wonder if it's another rectangle square situation where you can be a horticulturalist and have silviculture in your horticulture.
Probably.
But you can't be a silviculturalist with horticulture.
Sure. I don't know. I really don't care.
Scott lost all patience for this conversation. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
What are you getting from them other than wood? Is it just wood that you get from them? Or what do you do with this?
According to Wikipedia, it's just wood that you get from them.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, it must be used enough.
That you get a plantation of them.
Right. And it is exported to the U.S., so popular wood.
Popular wood. Was that your nickname in college?
No.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, time to write a jingle about this tree.
Okay. So if we know that the tree, the actual product of the tree is wood.
Yeah.
What?
Microphone would help. I'm going to look up
the microphone on your lap for the rest of the podcast.
They can hear me. I'm going to look up that wood specifically to see like about buying it online or something.
Yeah. Well, here's what I wonder is what genre of music speaks to you through this wood?
Well, it's made in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. And in Mexico.
Yeah. And yeah, that whole like...
Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador, Belize, Guatemala, Caribbean, Cuba, Dominican Republic.
Right. Especially because Bahama is in the name of the wood as you purchase it here in the United States. I would be inclined to do something with an island vibe.
I'm... into that. Can we get some like marimba in there and it'll sound like a little calypso-y maybe?
Right. And I think marimba is great because it's made of wood and all the instruments sounding like they're made of wood would be very good.
Can you do only instruments made of wood for this jingle?
Yes, I can.
For no reason other than because we can. Scott is trying to buy this wood.
I want to buy it.
Islands for sale in the Bahamas.
Oh,
click,
no.
Please.
Oh, no. We've
click,
gone too far.
Please.
Did you know that you can just go to privateislandsonline.com?
Holy crap. You super can. All right, guys. Privateislandsonline.com.
There's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. How much is... Just pick an island and tell me how much it is.
Let's go to number 5.
Okay. Big Fish K. Oh, yeah.
It's only $4.5 million. That's cheaper than some New York apartments.
Are you kidding me? It's only $4.5 million?
Yep. Big Fish Key, right? It's pronounced Key.
Is it Key?
I think so.
Oh, oops. I'm a dummy.
In the Bahamas, north of Little Abaco Island. It's a developed island. It's private.
Oh my God, it's a developed whole island for $4.5 million.
It's got two-ish houses. Like house compounds.
Yeah.
It's got a marina. It's got roads, docks, beach.
Why do we live here? Why do we live in this stupid city?
Before it was developed, it looks like it was only $2.4 million.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Listen.
55 acres.
Listen. New plan. Everyone, I'm talking to all of you.
Listen up. Shh. Get close.
Listen.
Get close.
This is the plan now for the end of days.
Everyone go on to our Patreon and donate to our Patreon. And if we get enough money to buy a private island, we're going to buy it and you can all come with us.
We bought an island.
We bought an island.
It's like we bought a zoo.
We bought a zoo.
But it's not.
All these we bought a zoo references. I've never even seen it. Listen, give us money on Patreon. We will buy Song Salad Island.
Song Salad Island.
Salad Island. The Salad Islands. Oh, doesn't we're going to buy good?
We're going to buy a whole archipelago.
Okay, listen. The Sandwich Island. Hawaii was called the Sandwich Islands before we knew it as Hawaii. We could buy the Salad Islands.
Yeah.
The Sandwich Islands.
Right.
The Snack Islands.
The Soup.
Soup Islands.
Well, no, it's got to be the Soup Islands, the Salad Islands, and the Breadstick Islands.
In Olive Gardia.
Olive Gardia.
It's our nation of Olive Gardia. Yes.
Or Italy.
Yeah. Italy when you're there, you're family.
It's a cult.
Okay.
All right. Well, now that we know that.
What's the cheapest one?
Oh, my God.
Can you... You can also rent islands, by the way. Can you search by price?
Yes. Oh, my God.
What?
We can buy Hemlo Island in Nova Scotia for $21,944.76. We could do that right now.
Y'all, get on our Patreon. This is achievable.
There's a couple in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, they're not
Big
that expensive.
Big Tan Cook Island. Big Tan Cook Island. It's a chef who's fat and sat out in the sun too long. Big Tan Cook Island.
Sweet Island is only 72.9.
It's 68,000.
Yep. Oh my God.
Half Island. You get half an island for 85,000.
Beachfront Commercial Dive Shop Lot.
$89,950.
Guys, all of these are way less expensive than living in the city.
These are not tropical. The first like
tropical
warm
one
is Nicaragua for $90,000.
Well,
La Cornelia Island.
Okay.
Probably a drug outpost.
Jeez.
It's Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Wait, let's go back to the one that's $21,000.
Let's see if there's any kind of infrastructure on it or if we'd just be buying a big rock with trees
on it. It's 1 acre.
1 acre?
Oh, it's a 1 acre lot on the island.
What is this bullshit?
It's well-treed with spruce, fir, and some hardwood. Many islands and sand beaches fishing for sea trout, salmon, mackerel, and deep sea fishing, diving for scallops, digging clams, etc.
It's probably beautiful.
It's accessible by boat.
Cool. Well, it's something to think about.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled.
What are we doing? We're writing a jingle about trees.
About Bahama Sibiku. Well,
I think
we know enough about it.
Yeah. I think we just got to start writing. And how? Okay. So what style?
Yeah.
I know it's going to be Caribbean.
It's going to be upbeat. It's going to be Caribbean.
And then
it's
what?
It's going to get you to want to buy it.
And it has to be catchy AF.
Yep. So there has to be a short, sweet hook.
Yeah.
It can't be like a regular chorus of a song. It has to be short enough that it's easy to digest, easy to repeat, and something that gets stuck in your head both lyrically and musically. And it also could have something like the McDonald's ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you know, something non-textual.
Yes.
Or just text like, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The only thing I can think about now is using the song Kokomo, but going Bahama, Cocoba, Arborita, Bita.
Yeah, just but that's like, not memorable.
Yeah, I know, but that song is.
The song is, but like Latin words are not.
Algarobo, Ardillo. Lorito, Barra, Diholote, Iguano, Quebracho, Sang, Tamarindo, Tambran, Tubaruseb, Bahama Sibuku, Leguminous. Okay, that's bad. Okay, it's a bad idea. Fine, you've convinced me.
Singing the word leguminous is not a bad idea.
That is a great idea.
All right, let's take a little break and work on this.
Yes.
Get back.
Okay.
Yaman.
Are we doing this again?
As they say, where the Bahama Sibiku trees come from.
They do grow in Jamaica. That is true. I have lyrics.
Okay.
To this jingle.
Great.
All right. It's very simple. Here we go.
Better be.
Leguminous shade, turkey beards on parade. With Simbuku, you got it made. Oh, Cahoba's the wood for you. Oh, Cahoba's the wood for you.
I like it. It's very memorable.
Thank you. Yeah.
Leguminous being the first word is especially memorable.
Yeah, I couldn't let go of leguminous. I also realized it's Sibuku, not Simbuku.
Sibuku. Turkey beards on parade. I like it.
Turkey beards on parade. Or barba de jolote.
So we could translate this into many languages. If we wanted to.
If we wanted to.
Send it around the world.
Let's not go crazy.
Well.
Tell me about your jingle band.
I've got all wooden instruments except for steel drums. Because we need steel drums.
If you're doing something Caribbean, you got to have the steel drums.
Otherwise, it just sounds African.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we don't want. So we're going to do Afro-Caribbean.
So Which is authentic, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. I got wood marimbas. I got wood blocks.
Nice.
I got log drum.
Do you have a wood flute?
Not yet. I could. You want a wood flute?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's do wood flute.
How about...
And I was going to do like wooden upright bass too.
Wood saxophone.
I don't have that.
Wood French horn.
Doesn't exist as far as I know.
Wood tuba.
Wooba. Yeah. And then voices.
Awesome.
That's our jingle.
That's our jingle.
Short and sweet.
I love it.
What's our title?
Cahoba's the wood for you? Or turkey beards on parade. Wait, is that what it was? No, that wasn't my lyric, was it?
That yes, is your it was. Lyric.
Turkey beards on parade.
I think.
Turkey beards? I don't know.
The jingle usually references the product.
It does.
The product is the title, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't it just be Cahoba?
I don't know. There were some jingles. Like, remember the one jingle was this: give this man the blue ribbon or something?
Oh, that's true.
So, like, I feel like it could be Cahoba's the wood for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Here is Cahoba's the wood for you.
A commercial jingle.
About Cahoba. What is it?
Arborea.
Cahoba arborea.
It's a tree.
The wood.
It's a tree.
It's a tree that becomes wood.
Yep. By Shannon and Scott. We should call jingle. It's a tree that becomes wood. Okay.
It's true.
New name for the jingle. It's a tree that becomes wood.
By Shannon and Scott.
Leguminous shade, turkey beards on parade with Simuku. You got it made. Cahoba's the wood for you. Oh, Cahoba's the wood for you. Oh, Cahoba's the wood for you.
I'm starting to think that Cahoba's the wood for me.
There's no other option, really.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad?
Hmm.
Can't get it.
Can't
find it.
Cannot find it.
Don't know where to put your hands on it.
You can more easily buy an island in Nova Scotia than you can find this freaking tree.
Oh my God. $20,000.
It's nothing.
We can do it.
We could do it.
With our powers combined.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't hear from us for a while, we might have bought an island.
We bought an island.
And there's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's
so we can't continue the podcast.
And we're stranded and we're dead.
Yeah.
It's really, we are not the outdoorsiest people.
No.
We're very resourceful. But
we'd have to buy a boat.
Yeah, a boat. Also fire.
We'd have to buy fire.
Can we buy some fire?
Yeah.
I think the thing, here's what would sink me, let me tell you, in a survivalist situation.
Tell me.
I don't deal well with gross things.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think I could be like pretty okay at like lashing
leaves and sticks together and making like a shelter, or like
sure
rigging up like a way to like lift the food off the ground so animals don't get it. Like I'm right. like good at like little like I don't know DIY stuff,
right?
But the second you were like, you gotta cut this bunny's head off and eat it, I'd be like, mm-mm, just I can't.
Even if it meant you wouldn't be starving.
It depends on how hungry I was, I guess.
Yeah. Because rabbit's delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I've had rabbit before, but I've never had to skin it alive.
No, true.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't skin it alive.
Well, no, but you have to kill it. Have yeah. you ever killed a rabbit?
No, but I wouldn't try to skin it before killing it.
Okay.
Which it sounds like was your plan.
No, it was. But you know what I mean. What would be your weakness as a survivalist?
I think it would be...
Oh, also, I sunburn instantly.
Well, that... it depends on the climate.
Okay.
Because I was going to say insects.
Mm, yeah.
Bugs, mm-hmm. mosquitoes, flies, mm-hmm. all that. So, like, especially, like, jungle, rainforest, tropical, couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
But if it were Nova Scotia,
mm-hmm.
it would be cold as my biggest weakness, and I would just, like, get hypothermia and freeze to death.
Okay, here's the thing. I talked about a weakness that was like a personal failing of mine. And yeah. you were like, you know, the things that I'm weak at are extreme temperatures.
Yeah, it's true.
What, like,
it's a personal failing. I have delicate constitution when it comes to temperature.
Whatever, I call cop out on that. You're like, that's like a job interview question where they're like, my biggest weakness is that I just care too much.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, you know what? Also, my, you know, my weakness as a survivalist in like a mountainous territory is avalanches.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
if
know,
you were
I'm
better
just
at preventing
really
them, then...
susceptible to avalanches.
Yeah.
So
good answer.
Yeah. The worst.
I don't know. Yeah. I try not to put myself in hypothetical situations.
What? Why not?
Because what's the point? We're fine. We're in New York City. We're fine.
Ugh, yeah.
Not going to be cutting off any bunnies' heads anytime soon.
I hope not. Is that it? What are we doing?
Well, if you like Cohoba wood and commercial jingles.
What is wrong? Yeah.
Like my allergy pill wore off in a matter of seconds.
You really just like spiraled.
I did. It hit 12:21 a.m. Yeah. and my eyes stopped functioning.
You spiraled and then you had no patience for our survivalist conversation. You were like, I am done
I'm
with
done.
This.
Moving on.
Your weakness is your fucking allergies, Scott. News flash.
I would be like stranded. I would look like Tom Hanks at the end of Castaway when they find him. And I would be waving the ship and it would be coming in to rescue me. And they'd be like, oh, my God, you survived. And I'd just be like, Zyrtec, Zyrtec.
You'd name your volleyball friend Zyrtec.
Yes. And I would try to eat it.
Things I do not want to see is you trying to grow a beard as long as Tom Hanks's beard was in that movie.
Oh, my God. I don't know what would happen.
I don't either.
That would be my biggest weakness. See, so I mentioned the cold.
Yeah.
It would be face cold because face I can't cold. Grow a beard.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a personal failing.
I don't think, what's the most stubble I've ever seen you with? Like 5 days?
No, maybe more than that. There was a period a couple winters ago when I like purposefully stopped shaving and like started just like touch-up trimming around whatever tiny stubble there was.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember that.
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't memorable.
No. Because I think I got to, like, that five-day point and then nothing more happened, even though I did not shave. Like, my hair was just like... And then couldn't go any further.
Sometimes men can't grow beards until they're in their, like, late 30s.
And by that point, it'll just be gray.
Yeah. You could be distinguished. You could have a very Mandy Patinkin vibe.
I could. Well, that would be a big ass beard.
Yeah.
Mm. I wake up one morning.
Just, you've been Patinkin'd. It's like the Santa Claus. What? No. What? I'm sorry. What do you?
What is this beard?
You accidentally
kill Manny Patinkin as he's coming out of a stage door.
I hit him.
You drop a piano on right. him. Manny Patinkin is dead. You are the Patinkin now.
You've been Patinkin.
You've been Patinkin'd.
You wake up in the morning with a beard and a high tenor.
And a high tenor and squinty eyes, and you can't do anything without singing it, but with your whole back into it.
Right. And yeah. as you're making your breakfast the next morning, you're just murmuring to yourself, eggs, 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 butter, eggs, eggs, bacon, butter.
Oh my God, you've been Patinkin'd. Love it.
Cooking all the eggs. I have to cook all the eggs.
How you have to cook all the eggs for your breakfast.
Oh my God. You go to a restaurant, you try to get a table, there's nothing left. You say to the hostess, "We do not belong together." And you leave.
Oh boy.
And then if someone else kills you, you pass the Patinkin.
You pass the Patinkin.
And they get Patinkin'd.
Mm-hmm. You would be like, "Somebody please kill me." End this.
Kill me now. Tweet at us at Song Salad Cast.
Just tweet. Get us back on track. Somebody tweet at us, please.
Tell us whether trees or plants would win in a fight.
Yep. Tell us what island you want to move to. How much? Actually,
find us some good listings yeah. for islands for us to buy as a Song Salad community.
Yeah. And tell us how much you'll be investing in this community. So, yes. Tweet at us at Song Salad Cast. Email us for whatever. I could think of one.
SongSaladPodcast@gmail.com. Just yep. say hey.
Everything, all information you need, including where to donate, or sorry, where to put your investment, is on our Patreon, which is you can find it at SongSaladPodcast.com.
Yes. Thank you again, Autumn Clark, for the salad spinner suggestion. If you have salad spinners, please send them our way.
And if you have not yet turned in your address for your decal, your Song Salad decal, if you are a Patreon donor, you can get a free sticker decal in the mail. We will mail it to you. Just click the link that was sent out in the email from Patreon last week. If you don't remember, you can log on to Patreon and you'll see the post there. It'll have a link where you can put your address in. We'll be mailing those out shortly and we'll figure out a way for other people to buy them. I promise. We just haven't had a chance to yet.
And a reminder that today yeah. is the day that David Wasserman's Tiny Foot Crunch is published by Unsolicited Press, available to purchase on Amazon.com, both in paperback and on Kindle. I said soft cover last week.
You did say soft cover.
Paperback.
It's like a soft taco.
And congratulations to our five poets who have received signed copies of David's book.
That would be Ben Silver, Lottie Miller, Caitlin Fasnacht. That's cool. I didn't know you could do that special character. She's got a special character in her name on Facebook. Mm. Claire Dixon and Zachariah C. Ivins. They posted their poems. You can read them all in our Song Salad podcast group called the Produce Section.
On Facebook.
Find us. We love you.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're the wood for you.
I was going to say Patinkin'd. Have we done that before? Have we said Patinkin'd before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, one, good.
Two, we ain't three, been Patinkin'd.